the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Hasbrook Heights man's been charged with first-degree attempted murder in the crossbow attack on the owner of a pet store on Route 46 in Saddlebrook Monday night. 53-year-old Raymond Carey was tracked down in Pine Beach, Ocean County, where he was taken into custody after stealing a car in the parking lot of the shop to make his getaway. The owner of Birds by Joe 2, who identified herself as the victim, tells NJ.com Carrie was a store regular and shot her without any warning. She also said he had nothing to do with the theft of a $7,000 African gray parrot from the store a few weeks ago. Would you be happy if plastic bags were allowed to be given out to retailers once again in New Jersey? Saying the state's 2020 law banning single-use plastic bags isn't working, Republican Assemblyman John Azzurritti Jr. is sponsoring legislation to repeal it. He says research has shown that since the law went into effect nearly 4 years ago, more plastic is being produced, purchased, and wasted.
Passing a law like this without knowing, without there being a scientific consensus is just another example of heavy-handed government trying to put a Band-Aid on a problem without looking at unintended consequences.
He says the reusable bags that many people are now using in place of the single-use plastic ones take 15 to 20 times more plastic to produce. This portion of the news is made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your power on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com. A New Jersey teen is charged with murdering two women in a New York apartment Saturday night, hours after posting a TikTok video eating pizza. Spring Valley police found the women with significant head injuries while conducting a wellness check. 19-year-old Alan Abad of Westwood was arrested and charged. No motive for the killings has been provided. MLB Network is staying in New Jersey, in North Jersey, that is, but it's also moving to a newly transformed iconic property.
After being based in Secaucus for 16 years, the MLB Network has signed on as a sole tenant of 25 Market Street in Elmwood Park. The gleaming Bergen County facility was built at the site of the Markel paper warehouse that was destroyed in a 10-alarm fire 6 years ago. Developers say the move is expected in time for the 2028 Major League Baseball season. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The February freeze rolls on. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. We have to talk about some snow chances in New Jersey today, but they are very limited. Cape May and Wildwood at the far southern tip of New Jersey could see some snow accumulation later on, and that's about it. Better chance for widespread snowflakes actually coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's cold out there. Skies clouding up today. Highs only around 30 degrees. That chance of light snow for the southern tip of New Jersey into this evening. Otherwise, calm and very cold overnight. Lows mainly in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and still frigid. Highs again near 30. We'll have to watch for widespread spotty snow showers to come in tomorrow afternoon. I'll even say up to a coating of accumulation is possible anywhere in the state. We'll finally start to warm up on Friday. It'll be sunny and breezy. Highs push into the mid-30s, 40s this weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union is 20. Long Branch also 20. Vineland is 21. Weather brought to you by Edison Infinity. February means President's Day savings all month long at Edison Infinity. Browse one of the biggest selections of new Infinity vehicles in the tri-state area at Edison Infinity on Route 1 in Edison and online at edisoninfinity.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.